اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Okay, respected brothers and sisters, welcome back again to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So we are here with you again, and also Brother Hussein Ruhullah here, Ali Nasir here, and Brother Fawad Haider here. We'll go through the Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah, review the Tajweed rules and apply the rules on verses of the Holy Quran Kareem.
في القرآن سعادتنا مدى الأزمان وفيه الخير للإنسان ويطوي عثرة المجروح
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We finished, we discussed about the Tajweed rules in بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, the correct pronunciation, the correct reading, and the correct rules of mad. Okay, all of them we practiced, yes?
Yes.
So everyone, let's say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and then go through Alif Lam Mim and the other rules.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Again, Bismillah
ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Okay, great. So in the next part of this ayah, Alif Lam Mim, we have only the rule of mad. But remember that 29 of the surahs of the Quran and Kareem, we have that start with these letters, okay? That inshallah in the next classes, okay, we'll talk about the meaning of these letters, okay? And why are they written this way? Why they are not pronounced, okay? Inshallah we'll talk about them, alright? But now we'll go through the tajweed rules, not the interpretation, okay? The tafsir. So, alif, lam, mim. The lam and mim, okay? Lam and mim. Alif doesn't have any mad, but the lam and mim, okay? So they are called the mad, are called maddul lazim, the mandatory mad, yes? The mandatory mad, so that you have to stretch it for how many counts? Four to six. But no, it's mandatory. Mandatory mad has to be stretched for six counts.
Yeah.
Mandatory. It is mandatory.
Lazim.
It is necessary.
Yeah.
That you gotta stretch it for
six counts.
Six counts. So, how do you say this? Alif Lam Mim. All right, count. Six fatha.
Yes.
Six kasra. Sound, okay? Count it. Alif Lam Mim. Six counts, okay? That's it. Recite it, Hussein Ruhullah.
Alif Lam Mim.
Ahsan, Fawad Haider.
Alif Lam Mim.
Ahsan, mashallah. Ali Nasir.
Alif Lam Mim.
Oh, so Ali Nasir's reading was wrong. Why? You know why?
Because
there is a point that you should remember. No. It was correct as he separately reading because they are letters, okay? But there is just a tiny or a very kind of, what do we say? Precise, okay? Precise point here, tajweed rules, okay? Here, one of the precisely tajweed rules here. Applied, it is applied, okay? Alif, lam, mim sakin. Lam ends with mim sakin, yeah? Then the next letter is mim starts with mim. We have two mim here, joined mim. A baby W is there if you write them like this. Alif, lam, mim, if you write alif, lam, mim like this, okay? So here you have to, we studied, okay, the rule of mim mushaddad. Yes, Hussein? The rule of mim mushaddad we had studied. Yes? You stretch it for two counts. Ghunna sound.
Yes.
And also, alif, lam, ghunna sound.
Yes.
Alif, lam, mim. Two counts and ghunna sound. Go on, Ali Nasser. You two applied, okay? It's correct. It was correct, but you didn't know. Yes? Okay, go on, Ali Nasser.
Alif, lam, mim.
Ah, this was better. Alif, lam, mim. That's it. So, the next, that was all about this, okay? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In the previous session as well, we talked about it, but just quick review, okay? The first thing about this ayah, those six dots that you see, okay? Three dots on the top of ba, three dots on the top of ha. We said that this is a sign of
waqf.
Stopping or waqf, yes?
Yes.
Alamatul waqf. But what does it say?
It says you can stop on one of these two words.
It's, yeah.
You must.
You must stop on one of them.
Yes.
Either the first one or the second one. But if you stop at the first one, can you stop at the second one?
No.
If you stop at the second, if you didn't stop at the first one.
So you should stop on the second
stop
one.
Stop at the second one, okay? But usually the reciters recite and stop at fi.
Yeah, second one.
Then they recite, okay? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
أحسن. هدى للمتقين.
هدى للمتقين.
Okay. But one thing you gotta remember, okay, I just heard Fawad Haider reading this way. متقين. He's doing that. But قاف, it is a heavy letter, but when it has a كسرة, it becomes a light letter. Okay, it is pronounced like a light letter. Not that heavy. Muttaqiqin. Say it, Fawad Haider. Muttaqin.
Muttaqin.
No. Do not circle your mouth. Muttaqin.
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 Ah, that's right. Say it again.
Muttaqin.
Muttaqin. Hudal lil muttaqin.
Hudal lil muttaqin.
Ahsan. Hudal lil muttaqin. Okay. Do not make it a heavy letter. Muttaqin. No. So, we have the natural mad, kitab, natural mad, raib. What type of mad is it?
Lean.
Lean, madul lean. Ay sound or ow sound sometimes we have in other words. Fee. Madul tabi'i but change to?
Madul lean.
No, madul arid lissukun. Okay, it's.
Because of
stopping here, mad tabi'i is changed to a longer mad. Hudan lil idgham, right? Hudan, tanween fatha, next.
Lil.
Yes.
That ye is not actually ye, that is?
Huru for mad.
Harful mad.
Harful mad, yeah. Yeah.
That is alif maqsura, and it says that if you stop at hudan, it changes to? Alif mad.
Yes.
Yeah, huda. Fihi huda. Have you recited this? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبِ فِيهِ هُدَى. Okay? This way.
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فَأَتَاهُ الْوَحْيُ فَأَشْرَقْ اقْرَأْ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, للمتقين, again, natural mad, it's stretched for a longer sound, okay? متقين, that's all about this ayah. No other points, okay?
Yes.
So, Hussein Ruhullah, recite this ayah once. Let's listen to you.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
There was a tiny mistake. Let's see if Ali Nasir fixes it. Recite. Let's see if you fix it.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
He fixed that mistake, but he added one more mistake. Let's see if Fawad Haider fixes both mistakes. Okay, go on.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
أحسن. He fixed all both mistakes. MashaAllah. And he didn't add any more mistakes. Okay. So the mistake was at the letter Ra. That Hussein Ruhullah made that mistake.
Right.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Say this way. But Ali Nasir fixed it. But he added one more mistake. فِيه. فِيه. He didn't stretch the sound. When you stop, مَدْ التَّبِيِّ changes to a longer mad. Yes?
Yes.
So, but Fawad Haider, alhamdulillah, fixed it. Oh, mashallah. Let's recite a salawat for Fawad Haider.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Okay.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
Recite, everyone.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين.
Excellent. This is the correct recitation of these two ayahs that we have. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الف لام ميم and so on. Okay, the next ayah, the third ayah of surah. Al-Baqarah starts with Al-Ladhina. Starts with a Hamzatul Wasl. Yeah?
Yes.
What was the rule? The rule was this, that if a word starts with Hamzatul Wasl, a word has a Hamzatul Wasl, and you start reading from that word having Hamzatul Wasl, you have to take a look at the rules, okay? The one rule is this, that if Hamzatul Wasl has the Lam after it, or the Lam al-Ta'rif after it, doesn't matter after Lam you have Moon letter or Sun letter, okay? Hamzatul Wasl will be assigned with what harakat?
Fatha.
Fatha on the top. Al, wherever you go. Al-Kitab, Al-Lathina, Al-Ghaib, Al-Salat, whatever, okay? You have. Al-Akhira, for example, you have Al-Muflihun. So, whatever. Al-Baqara, so whatever you have. Al. Okay? So, how do you read this?
This one?
This ayah. How do you start?
Al-Lathina.
Al-Lathina. Great. So, the pronunciation of the letter that. Let's read this ayah then and take a look at the tajweed rules. Ready? Listen and repeat, okay?
الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ.
أحسن أحسن. So, الَّذِينَ, the first point about the letter ذَال, the pronunciation, right?
Yes.
الَّذِينَ ذَال. سيد حسين روح الله.
الَّذِينَ.
فواد.
الذين.
أحسن علي ناصر.
الذين.
Brothers and sisters. Oh yeah, that was correct. Thank you. الذين. Okay. Yeah, I heard them. I just pronounced it in behalf of them. الذين يؤمنون. Try not to pronounce it as يؤمنون. Hamza is there, okay? That waw is just like a chair or something, like a base for it, okay? Not nothing else, okay? You gotta pronounce it as Hamza. يؤمنون بالغيب. غا the pronunciation of the letter غين, heavy letter غا غايب. And also it has what type of mad?
لين.
مد اللين. غايب. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. If you stop here, they do not have to stop, but you can stop. If you stop, you have to again read Again, start from the previous words, okay? بالغيب. If you stop here, ba de ba maksura will be changed to ساكن ba, and you have to apply what rule?
مد الأرض للسكون.
Yeah, again, غيب, but no, I was asking you about the letter ba when it becomes ساكن. What rule is applied?
غيب.
غيب.
قلقلة.
Yes. غيب. Okay, غيب. Don't forget these five letters. قاف, طا, با, جيم.
قطبجد.
قطبجد. Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB. Thanks first and foremost to Allah Almighty, and then to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Inshallah, see you next week. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن